Okay, good luck, everybody. Being that tonight is the last Mukta Shabbos before Purim, next Mukta Shabbos is Purim, so I thought it would be worthwhile this evening to discuss an Indian relating to Purim, rather than something connected to the Parshas Shavuot this morning, Parshas Truma. Specifically, I'd like to talk about the question of whether it's proper or necessary to stand when the Megillah is being read on Purim, next Mukta Shabbos, next Sunday. We know that there are certain mitzvahs where the posture is required. Certain posture is required. For example, we know that when davening Shmoneh Esrei, you're supposed to stand. You can call the Amida. I want to talk about whether it's extenuating circumstances. But proper is to stand when you recite the Shmoneh Esrei. Or by Tekiah Shofar, for example, at least the tekiahs that take place within the context of Shmoneh Esrei, whether it's davening Shmoneh Esrei or even the Hazaras Shas, or even called the tekiahs of the Me'umah. Right, so the key is to blow on standing. By Sirius Omer, the practice is to stand based on a drush of a pasuk, and they allude to later, not exactly a drush, but a remes and a pasuk. There's certain mitzvahs we do standing. And then there are mitzvahs which we sit when performing. For example, on Pesach night, we eat the masa, now we sit. We have to recline, and mitzvah has seder. And then there are other mitzvahs where it doesn't seem to matter, you know, whatever posture one is in. For example, Kriya Shema. We may remember that the Mishnayos and the Gemara described that Reb Tarfon understood that when it says the Shachbucha, it means he actually had to recline. And he got himself into trouble once trying to do that. And the other Chacham said, yeah, whatever trouble you got, you deserve. That's not the halacha. That's Peshitim HaVisecho, Lechach HaVadach, Vashom Chol Kamech. It means whatever process. So sometimes it doesn't make a difference. And the question is, where does the Megillah fit into this mix? So if we look at the first story, there's a Mishnah. In the beginning of the third paragraph of Megillah, Tachof Aleph Maraleph, Megillah, seems from the Mishnah, the Rashi learns, we open a short case. The Mishnah says, source one, Hakore es HaMegillah Omeh Miyoshe. A person who reads the Megillah standing or sitting, which Rashi explains the second source means, Hakore Omeh Miyoshe, Imratza Omeh, Imratza Yoshe. Whatever you want, you want to stand, sit. You want to sit, sit. Doesn't make a difference, right? There's no specific requirement. That's a simple reading. And the Gemara, right away, on Chof Aleph Maraleph, in source three, the Gemara quotes the Braisa Tana, Masha'im came with Torah, but that's not true of Kriyas HaTorah. That's true of Kriyas HaMegillah, but it's not true of Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara says, in Kriyas HaTorah, you're not allowed to just do whatever you want. But not immediately. Omar Abavo, Omar Kroh, Pasuk, Lato, Po, Amod Imodi. Moshe Rabbeinu, when being given the Torah and taught the Torah, had to stand. Lato, Amod Imodi. And Omar Abavo, Ilmole Mikro Kosu, Yev Shalomro. It's a funny phrase, you know, Amod Imodi, stand with me. Says the Gemara, Kiviyachol, Alpha Kadosh Baruch Hu Vamida. Kadosh Baruch Hu was also standing. He was, quote unquote, reading the Torah, right? And it's, you know, I don't understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu was sitting or standing, but Kaviyach was there, Kadosh Baruch Hu was standing. So Rashi explains in source four, again, it's all Megillah, Chapar from an Aleph, Hashem came to Torah. She'ain Karim the Torah, the Sibur Miyusha. With regards to Megillah, we're talking about reading the Megillah, the Sibur, it doesn't matter. You can stand or sit. And the Gemara says, but that's not true. At Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaTorah, you can't sit when laying in the Torah in the Sibur. Right now, we'll assume we're talking about the Bakara. First, you read it, yes. Yes, and Chris Otto, yes. Now, the Pasuk I just printed in source number 5, the Pasuk is in Dvorah, Parashat Vashchan, Parakei, Pasuk Kokhe, Vato, Paul, Amod, Imodi, Vadabu, Erechas, Kolamitsu, Vachuki, Mishpotim, Vashetalamde, Vaso, Orta, Shanochin, Asen, Lavarisha. That's the Pasuk the Mar is quoting. So we find off the bat, a distinction between Mikra Megillah, where, again, the way Rashi learns, the Mishnah is telling you can do whatever you want, stand or sit when reading the Megillah, and presume we're talking about the Balkari, and certainly the people listening, doesn't matter, as opposed to Kriyas HaTorah, where Al-Kalpanim, the person reading the Torah, is required to stand based on that Pasuk, Yasapo Amod Imodi. It's interesting that the Gemara, earlier in Megillah, based on Sukkim from Megillah's Esther, that I printed in Source 6, we have this, the Gemara says, you know, sometimes, then what is the Megillah Sester? In what ways is it similar to the Sefer Torah? What ways is it similar not to the Sefer Torah? Because we find that it's called an Igeret. So right? To look in Perek Tes of Megillah Sester, Pasuk Chavav, Source 6, Al-Kain Karu, Al-Mim Ha'el Afurim, Al-Shem Ha'fur, Al-Kain Al-Kod Direh Ha'Igeret Hazos. The Megillah describes, we call the Megillah, describes itself as an Igeret. Igeret is like a letter. It's like, you know, one of these things you read, when you hear you things, you know, it's an Igeret. It's called an Igeret. Matter of fact, we have the minig in many places, certainly mitzvah, to fold the Megillah in a certain way. Yeah, and when you come to this pasuk, you shake it a little bit, or you show it to people. Right? Same thing in pasuk Chavetz. V'tichtov Esther Amalkamas Abichal Mordechai Yehudi is Koltekev L'Kayim Es Igeres HaPurim Azos Hashem. And yet, in a couple of psukim later, in pasuk Lamed Beis, as well as the parashah, it says Umama Esther Kiyam Divrei HaPurim V'nichtov HaSefer. Okay, it sounds more like a Sefer Torah. So the Gemara actually comments on the New Testament Aleph from Megillah. So it's seven of Amar Chelba, Amar Chelba, Guy, Amar Rav. Megillah Nikris Sefer, and Nikris Igeret. Sometimes the Megillah is referred to as a Sefer, sometimes it's called an Igeret. So, and the Gemara goes on to say it has to do with how you write it, how you sew the parchment, sew the cloth, and the details which you don't need right now. But the Chidush HaRabbat, there, a little earlier in Megillah, the Yud Zayin Aleph, the Ramban writes, He distinguishes and basically in what some ways it's like a sefer, in some ways it's like an igeret. He goes through some of those details, but he mentioned in the third line, "Zehu sheshanino hakarei et hamegillah only v'yoshev yotza ma'she'ena came to sefer Torah." There is our Gemara, the difference, because it's not treated like a sefer Torah in terms of the reading or the posture when reading. That's why we don't roll. I'm talking about Kriya anyway. You don't roll the Megillah like a Sefer Torah where you have like you roll it, you know, and read it that way. We fold it up. A private person is a different story, but the person reading the Megillah for the Tibur folds the Megillah. It's always difficult because the whole year it stays wrapped up in the box, and then it's always a problem. I read the Megillah here. I always have a trouble. You have to put a chumash on it. The gabbai helps you hold it. It's very hard to get it in that, you know, fold way. So you let go for 2 seconds and it flips right back, right? But okay, that's what you're supposed to do. That's our bond, right? Post shifty garret. There ain't no chorus to take it. They don't roll it like a scroll of Sefer Torah. Kinner Gishon of the Lokhi Dibar Ben Otsara, but I tzar for Zal Shetzrich Ulitvach in Sefer Torah. The Nago HaKol B'Kriyas Yishol HaHastif, that's a different thing. But anyway, he says anything which is not related to the actual physical structure of the Megillah is like an Igeret. Okay, so again, therefore it doesn't have to be exactly the same as the Torah. And getting back to our situation, we have Gemara. You're right, there are differences. That's what I'm saying. Our minds are somewhat opinion. Right, so it's absurd. Yes. So anyway, that's what we're saying. Sometimes we call it like a Sefer means like a Sefer Torah. Sometimes it's called an Igeret. And so anyway, this impact on Ramban, I wouldn't have thought this on Ramban, but he links it to our discussion. And we see a difference in terms of your posture by a Sefer Torah, you have to stand. And by a Megillah, you don't, when reading it, Megillah, you don't have to. The Rosh, there in Megillah, Paragimel, Siman Aleph, right? So it's fine. Hakari, it's a Megillah, Omid, Yoshe, Yotza, Tana, Mashem, Kim, Bitorah, Menola, the Kar, Bitorah, so it's all right, Omer, Lebo, Omer, Kmo, right? That's a part of it, etc. And he adds, Afil, Lismo, Kosser. Not a lot of lean, you know, like when you're leaning, you have to stand, you shouldn't lean on the Bimah. Sometimes that comes up. You see a person older or heavier, whatever. So again, if you can't stand the difference over or ordinarily, properly, you stand, you're even lean. Kedisu Rishali, then I'm going to tell the story. Bishmul Bar Yitzchak, all of Bekinishta, Shmul Yitzchak once came to Shul Chazal Echad Barnas, the tier game, the Samech La'amud. He saw the Meturgaman. In those days, they had somebody leaning, and then somebody explained in Aramaic, and he was supposed to have it doing like the Balkari, and he was leaning on the Amud. Amud also the Chavai, Keshev Shinitna Be'ema, Kach Anot Shokham Linar Bo'ev. Just like when the Torah was given, it says it was standing, it was frightened, you know, you're leaning, it's a casual, you know, we're over here, it's a little more casual. You're not supposed to be casual.
Hold
the foot.
But he's still
part of the chaz. I don't know if you can bring that right. It's a thought, but I think he's still part of the Bimotzi, the Tzibur. But the Yushalmi, where this Rosh is quoting from, I printed here in Paragdal, Mekil Allah Ha'alaf. So it's 10. Mishmul Bar Yitzchak, Olam Bekrishcha, Chama Chad Barnash, Chayim and Targim, Smoke Lamuda, Samach Lamuda, Amalei Asalacha, Chesh Nina Be'em of the Yira, Kach Anotzrich, Linhogo Be'em of the Yira. The standing, as opposed to leaning, is again in reverence. You know, just leaning is much more casual. And then Karban Eid explains, okay, on the source 11, the Karban Eid is the commentary in the Shami, where this comes from. This explains the phrases, right? Hachi Gartina, Olam Bekrishcha, Nichna, Chamei Tachnesis, he saw somebody doing it. He saw by a somech atmo amud, and he said, "You know what I'll do now? Where do you see the Torah's nitna be'ema?" He quotes the pasuk Shemayah in the third Korban Eidah in Source 11. It's Megillah Parak Bel Achalav Dirmas Kishem Shenitna Shemayah Vayechara Kol Ha'am Bayar Ha'am Vayanu. Okay, If you take a look in source number 12, I printed the pasuk Parshas Yisro, Parakhov, which most pasuk says, look, the Chol Amram is HaKolos, the Talapidim is Chol HaShov, is Harshim, Bayar Ha'am Bayadu, everybody trembled. It was a sense of the aim of the fear and reverence and so on. Okay? So it says in the back in the Korban Eidah, Kishikore O Mitargim, whether you're reading or you're Mitargim, the Smicha, Ein Zed Erechim, I've got to look a little bit again, it's 20, it's, you know, I don't have to stand, I can lean, and so on. Okay, the same Moshe there in Dark Dal Chav, right? Somach Lamuda or Smoch Lamuda, Somach Lamuda. I saw Mechat Lamud. So I have Amal Asa L'Chash Tzarach Lamud built these people. So on. Okay. Anyway, so this would seem to indicate, well, I'm bringing all this in now, that the at least with regards to Kriyas HaTorah, the requirement to stand is a din in Ema and Yura because of Matan Torah. We can understand that that perhaps would not apply to Megillas Esther. Right? There was no. Rav Soloveitchik once developed, it's really based on what we'll see shortly, but, you know, when we lane, it's almost like a reenactment of Kabbalah HaTorah, you know, in relation to the question back to Tigua. Tigua should stand, and I'll mention it. But, you know, it's a dramatic moment, and there's certain reverence, certain respect that's demanded at that time, because it's supposed to parallel Matan Torah. So we can understand that by Megillas Esther, we have no such parallel, and therefore the Gemara may be distinguishing a simple way Rashi reads. You can stand, you can sit, it's not a matter of disrespect, because again, I mean, we said before, we have mitzvahs where we sit, so this will be another mitzvah we sit, and it's not necessarily, it's not a disrespect. Like Kriyas HaTorah, where it says, Mayamdu Merach, they stood, and they were frightened, so that's a different story. Now, but getting back to our sugya, so the language of the Mishnah back in source number one was HaKoris and Megillah Omei Griyoshev. The Mishnah is not clear. Is it l'chadchila? Is it b'dieved? In other words, is the Mishnah saying you're yotzei if you sat, but really it's better to stand? You know, that's not clear. So the Yerushalmi actually discusses this issue. Okay, the Yerushalmi in Megillah, the same source, Paradal of Aleph, source 13. The Yerushalmi says, sorry, source 14. The Yerushalmi says, Ma l'sha'avar ha'b'tchila lo? Does the Mishnah mean only l'sha'avar? We call that b'dieved. Common lingo. Is it b'dieved al chatchila? Okay, is that true? Because you know you could read the word hakorei es hamegillah omei b'yoshe. You read the Megillah, but that's not proper. Does it mean? You know, does the Mishnah mean b'dieved is okay if you sat, but really it's better to stand? That's the Yerushalmi's asking. Does this mean only l'sha avar? Only if you did it already l'cha b'dieved, but l'chatchila no? V'hatami ma'aseh b'Rav Meir. Shekarya miyusha b'mishakneses shaltirin. Okay, but also after prayer, it's not our issue. But there's a story that Rav Meir once read the Megillah. He was about 40. So the Gemara answers, "Mutal likrosa omid, mutal likrosa yoshe." Therefore, we see from that story that Taka the Mishnah means lechatchila and b'dieved. Whether it's sitting or standing, it's not only b'dieved; it's an actual lechatchila. The Korban Eidah explains in 15, "Ma'ila sh'avah hadit son mezita korei mashma loshem b'dieved." The Mishnah could be interpreted meaning only b'dieved, and b'chein yotza mashma non b'dieved. The word in the Mishnah yotza. Now, if you look back in the Mishnah, it didn't say yotza though. So when the Mishnah says you did this, you yotza very often. The Chazal the Tiyuk, yeah, yotza if you did it. He had a different. That was a different gear system. I didn't leave out the word. Okay, according to Megillah Omer v'Yoshe, we'll see. Apparently, there was a gear system that somehow had yotza, which is mashma b'dieved, meaning if you did it, you yotza. That's not the gear that we have. We'll hold the thought. But that's evidently the Korban Eidah itself. So Meshaveh came in my face. No, Kain, Sark, Likros, Bachitin, Mutter, Likrosa, Omeid, or Mutter, Likrosa, Yoshev, Bafila, Lechatchila. It's even Lechatchila, the Omeid, Vada, Lechatchila. In Kain, Av, Yoshev, Kain. Says the Korban Eidah, when we have the gear, it says Omeid, the Yoshev. Well, Omeid, everybody agrees, is good l'chatchila. It's not going to be like Kriyas HaTorah. And since the Mishnah mentions the two in the same breath, Omeid v'Yoshev, either one is good l'chatchila. Yes?
That wasn't enough to satisfy him.
No, based on that, that's what the Gemara turned it around.
The passage was, it seems to mean l'chatchila, not to be Omeid, the chorus to other men. Oh, you're right.
Even they turned it up. Right, even l'chatchila. No, the kasha was, Does the Mishnah maybe mean lechatchila you have to stand? It's only good to be evident to that. They quote the story. What do you mean? Rav Meir sat. The Gemara says, "You're right." So we see that even lechatchila can stand. That's the Gemara. That's the flaw. That's me. Okay. Now, same Rosh explains in 16, he says, "My Kamar, Omid B'Yosha, Yom Shalva, Yishvi D'Yavid Yotza, Omid B'Yavid." You see from the Bryce of Rameir, okay, the same idea, basically. I quoted it, it's really, it's not a Bryce of Tosefta, it appears in Megillah Perek Beis Halacha Beis 17. Omer Shimon, Meister Rameir, Shekar, Beis HaKnesset, Yom Yishav, and V'Hoyu B'nei HaKnesset Yosha. The regular rest of the congregation was also sitting. It was everybody was sitting. And it was okay from the Chatzilah. I just want to point out, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel on the page in our Sefer Megillah, Chav Aleph Mod Aleph 18, his gears in the mission is Taka Hakore Samigila Omer Yosef Yatsa. So that's where the Rishalmi thought Yatsa maybe it only means to be Evan, right? Because Yatsa means if you did it, right? You know, it's okay if you did it, but not the best way. And then it says Tana Hashem. No, Hashem Ratzon Chaim. But the Rishalmi Chanel Taka had that gears. So that's what led some to think that maybe really Lechatchila you should stand, that it's only okay to be Evan. But other Rishonim are quick to say that's not the case. Look in the 19, the Chedush HaRashba, in Megillah Chafal HaLav, HaKaris and Gomer B'Yotra Yotza, the HaRashba punches it right out. Even though it says Yotza, here it doesn't mean B'di, it means Lechatchila is good enough. Lechatchila is good, not just good enough, it's fine Lechatchila. Don't get bogged down, he said, on the word Yotza. They don't make that deal here. The Ran is commenting on the risk of Megillah Yudala from Bezen, page 20, Kara Echad Kara Shan Yotzu. Akara is the only Yotzu. Yotzu. All these, that, the case that he starts with is a different case in the same Mishnah. It also says the word Yotzu. He says, La Dafke the Eved, and Afila Chatkila Nami. He brings a riot, the son of the bride, and Gil Afila Sar Karn Rasar Matar, but the Mashal Chatkila has a riot. In other context, it means even the Chatkila. Similarly, then the Eri, there in Megillah, it's all these Rishon and Rashba, all the Ran and Eri. They don't get excited about the word Yotza. It doesn't mean that the Eved is even a Chatkila. Okay? He says, as the Niri says towards the end of the first line, is again, Chof Aleph Mod Aleph, he says, Klomar Hadover Tola Gertzono. The Afal P should be Sefer Torah on Utsvichin Lomo Be'umad, Likron Be'umad, Sefer Waning by Chris Atari, I understand. Yes, that's true. Okay? They ain't Gars and Kab, but nevertheless, it looks different. Perhaps for the reason we mentioned. That's what Amiri says. It's better not to have before. The Rashba and the Ran both said, yes, even though it says Yotza, it's okay. It means the Chatzila. The Amiri prefers the Gears, which is what we have in our Gemaras, okay, that doesn't have the word Yotza, then it won't lead you astray. Okay, Shimkein Ramuchach, the other Chatzila. Okay, and then he said something further. Because if you read the Mishnah, if you read the Mishnah as saying, by Mikra Megillah, lechatchila, you should stand. Okay, it's always good seating b'di'evet. He said, then we'd have to learn, okay, that when the Gemara then contrasts Mikra Megillah to Kriyas HaTorah, we have to say, hayalot yotzilonu, and it should be Torah af b'di'evet lo yotzim b'yoshim. Because if you have a contrast, if you're contrasting, then it will come out that by Kriyas HaTorah, you wouldn't be yotze, okay? And that, he says, is not correct. Even by Kriyas HaTorah, lechatchila, you have to stand because Lamo B'Yira and so on. Okay, the whole Kriyas HaTorah is only lechatchila. Okay, and then he quotes the story from a mayor. Yeah. All right, so that is the position of these Rishonim, namely that even lechatchila, you may sit for Mikra Megillah, even the Baal Korah. Okay, the Rambam, a little interesting. The Rambam has a different position. It seems, Parak Beis, Milchus Megillah, Milchus Megillah and Chanukah together, Parak Beis, Milchus Megillah, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes, 22, Kara Omer Yoshev Yotza Bafilu B'tzibur, your Yotze, meaning B'di'evet, if you said, but, he says, Avolo Yikra B'tzibur Yoshev L'chatchila L'tei Kavarati. He throws something else into the mix, and says, L'chatchila, you shouldn't stand for Mikra Megillah, shouldn't sit for Mikra Megillah, you should stand because of Kavarati. Kavarat Tzibur, not because of Eman Yir, but because of Kavarat Tzibur. That's not like the other Bishonim. All the other Bishonim learned, do whatever you want, even Lechatzilah can sit. The Rambam doesn't say, the Rambam says Lechatzilah you should stand. Okay? Now, the Magid Mishnah notes on that Rambam, in Parak Beis, as we go off the time, 23, Kara Omid, Rosh Parak HaKarz and Omid Yoshev, it's a Pirish Omid O Yoshev, who Pirish will be Rishalmi Yafil Lechatzilah. The Magid Mishnah notes that, what?
The
Yeah, so it's Tzibur, Kavarat Tzibur, yes. The person reading it to himself is no problem. Yes. By simply, the Kavarat Tzibur is when you're in the Tzibur, yes. But the Magid Mishnah points out, it would appear that the Rambam is against the Yerushalmi. Or he's not against, it's not passing like this Yerushalmi. Because because Yerushalmi said, the way the other Rishon learned, even Lechatchila it's okay. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Lecha Mishnah has another point. You're supposed to tour the Lecha Mishnah 24 there on the Rambam. Paragraph of design again. Look at this Megillah. But Loikar Tzimah did not tour
Mashba. Rabbeinu Zalman called it Yerushalmi. The simple reading that's supposed to stand. The Rambam is not accepting Yerushalmi.
Damar Filchatchila. Sorry, cost of Akaris and attention. Of Yerushalmi Mashba Filchatchila. And the Rambam said otherwise. Okay, that's the simple reading. Aval, he says, Esher Rabbeinu Zalman called it Yerushalmi. And the hook of Yerushalmi. The Masnis of the Evid comes. Afilu b'tzibur, but b'tzibur lachatchila lo. He says perhaps the Rambam agrees with Yerushalmi, but even Yerushalmi makes a distinction between what you were saying about between the
leading b'tzibur and leading privately.
And maybe the deer, because there's a difference in doing it privately.
It's possible.
But it's possible to work the Rambam into the, basically the commission thing. Into the Yerushalmi.
It's more important.
I hear. No, I feel it's good. I feel it's okay. I feel it's okay to sit.
Oh, yes,
you have to sit. I feel it's okay to sit.
Yeah.
Yeah, your yotze, I feel a bit tzibur if you sat, but lechatchila not. Your yotze, I feel a bit tzibur, but lechatchila you shouldn't. Anyway, the Lecha Mishnah worked out that perhaps the Rambam agrees, but the partial reading of the Rambam is not that way. The Torah does quote, if we look in 25, the Torah or Chaim, it's in the top reish tzadi. Hakor amikila omer yoshev yotze, mashma b'dievet. Post the simple reading, again, he has the view of yotze, like when a panano.
You have to
not as much as the other of the Khatila Lo Yukra. Well, you shall be coming with the
Khatila. He learns the Talmud differently than you shall be. Okay, but the Beitos is there since I was out with this hour, close with Iran, we saw now in Iran with Russia.
The Moses and hearing others said, you have to love the Khatila Lo Yukra.
So far, really, so far, two sheep is you shall be. Okay, appreciate the rather is the okay, and that is
those Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ran, the Neri, all learned that even lechatchila you may sit for Kriyas Hatzilah. The Rambam says at least lechatchila you should sit for Kriyas Hatzilah.
The Rambam says even lechatchila you should just stand
because of Kavod HaTzibur. That's the two shiurim there so far. Yeah.
Where is the idea of Kavod HaTzibur? Like that? How do I know that's not Kavod HaTzibur for? The court.
Sitting, you mean?
Yeah,
that's a good question. We'll look at that. We saw it on it. Again, the tzibur, you know, it's not tzibur, you stand, it's just
like
a projection.
A
yeah.
It's like his own, like.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now, if you look in the Bach there on the tour, Simon Tafrei Sadi, says, Pirish, to me, if he explains the tour, the Yoshev, the Eved in Lechatchila Lo, okay? You're not a Yotze Lechatchila. He's interpreting the Torah as even going further than the Rambam. The Rambam seems to, I understand that way. The Rambam seems to understand that, you know, you should, even, it's not a din of Kavanat Tzibur. The Rambam holds, you can sit your Yotze, but Lechatchila you should stand with Tzibur because of Kavanat Tzibur. The Bach understands the Torah. No, in general, Lechatchila should stand, and Monty, that would be the difference, even if reading yourself. The Rambam would hold if you're reading by yourself.
Sometimes they go to the old-age home, or the elderly person can come to shul, or whatever, so they send the people to shul to go to Megillah.
So can you sit for that, or they have it for women, or whatever the situation is, right? Sometimes they go to someone in the hospital. It's not a people, it's people in the media. But if you go to a hospital, there's always someone in the hospital, in fact, somebody called me right now. Just, I know anyone wants to bring me to Megillah somewhere at noon on tour. I connect them to somebody, but whatever, it doesn't work out, I'll get back to you. But so according to the Rambam, there'd be absolutely no requirement to stand in that situation. It's not a tzibur. The whole din of standing is a din purely of Kavanat Tzibur. So no minion, you're in a hospital someplace, or, you know, in someone's home privately, There's no thing. Okay? But, okay. Right. But the Torah seems to learn, read the Torah. The Torah didn't bring up Kavanat Tzibur. The Torah just said, Lechatchila lo. He said it's a din in Mikra. I'm doing Kavanat Tzibur. Mikra Megillah, the proper thing is to stand when you read it, Lechatchila, wherever you are. It doesn't say. Okay, it doesn't say, but that, you know, he said it's only the Eved. That's how he reads the Mishnah. He reads the Mishnah with the word Yotza. That if you read it, see that you're Yotze, but Lechatchila you shouldn't. So we really now have basically three different sheets, okay, in the Rishonim. Again, the Rav and Rashi, the many say, Tzibur, Yochid, it doesn't matter. You can stand, you can sit, it's irrelevant. It's up to the person. Okay?
Jacket style?
Reclining.
But
I'm saying, so one sheet is over, that doesn't matter. Then you have the Rambam who says, Lechatchila you should stand with Tzibur, because it didn't cover on Tzibur. And then perhaps the Torah says, no, in general it's proper to stand Lechatchila, but it's okay for the Eved. That's how the, you know, that's how the
Rambam explains.
So the only thing is, the problem becomes, is the Pasuk asks, so then wait a minute, so what way is it?
In other words, according to the Torah, that inherently he's supposed to stand with Chatzila for the Kamadila also.
So then he doesn't stand. He says it with a Gemara.
What's that? Yes, exactly.
Very good. Exactly correct. Okay. In fact, we'll see that now. It's interesting because
the Rambam, ironically enough,
okay, never actually specifies by Kriyas HaTorah. The Rambam never really. You can't say that the Rambam is really saying the Rambam by Kriyas HaTorah never specifically mentions that by Kriyas HaTorah you have to stand. Okay, we learn it out from the Rambam said, take a look at 28. The Rambam, the Rambam does say that the Torgamon, the translator, Misham lo lama lo lakarla only the aim of the year.
Okay, the Rambam specifies
the Torgamon has to stand the aim of the year. Okay. So that's exactly how goes mine, and it says like that. It goes mine, and it says, it goes mine, and it's on that Rambam on the next page, 29. Very good page, Luchot Tzorach Yudalev. Oh, Ted, he quotes, the Rishalmi quotes that story of the
He says at the end, the culture can occur out.
It's interesting. The Rambam usually is pretty specific, and here is less specific. Okay, he says culture can, that the Korah also has to stand. But what we're seeing perhaps is, what the Lyle's referring to, perhaps a difference between Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaMegillah, not in the essence or the nature of the requirement to stand, at least according to the Rambam. Look on the Shulchan, yeah.
At the very beginning, we're talking about that. The requirement is based on the sheet of the source, the Torah or the Megillah, right?
If that's what I said. That's
okay,
a possibility.
The Megillah is called
because the Gera is.
Okay. So if it's the whole Torah, he's not reading from the Torah.
I know, but so I don't want to go into now the whole Torah, but basically the Torah is like the Baal Torah. In those days,
but
he stood there and
the
same.
If it is based on the sheet of the what he's reading from, then it wouldn't make
but
sense.
No, because it's not a matter of what you're reading from. He's still teaching. He still has the role. The fact is, there's someone compared that was like Moshe Rabbeinu. I understand what you're saying, but we're gonna have for now we're gonna have to look.
That's certainly
what the Yaakov's mind. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch by Hilchos Kriyas Sefer Torah 30, Simkuf Mem Aleph Sif Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Hilchos Aruch Chaim Simkuf Aleph Sif Aleph. Tzarich Likros Molad. The person leaning has to see. That one came about bosses. Someone was very heavy or too difficult to stand. Okay. That was the Bach, the way the Bach interpreted the Torah. The Torah says, Lechatchila by Mikra Megillah, the Bach here in Kuf Mem Aleph refers to the Mogen Avraham, here in Kuf Mem Aleph by Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah refers to the Bach by us, in Hilchos Purim.
Where we said before, according to the Torah,
by Mikra Megillah also, Lechatchila you have to stand, not Kavanat Tzibur. He doesn't bring that up, the Rambam brings it up, but the Torah says, Stam you have to stand for Mikra Megillah, and it's okay, but the evidence we ask, the Bach asked, how is it different than Torah reading? And so therefore it must be that by Torah reading, even with the evidence, you're not Yosef. So that's what the Mogen Avraham says. He says, Pasa, the Bas says, Afilu b'diyavu lo yotze. The Torah locked the relikro. The king mash ma'osh natur, where goes one is, Aval. Mash ha'koz rab b'yisot, the same Rashi, mash v'daf lo chatkila, kapdina b'diyavu lo yotze. So that's what my focus was showing. He brings a riot to a different Gemara and fun.
So, Mr. Brewer there, the Kotna Alas, the 32 years, the Kotna Alas,
We call Mokom Bidi Evid, Shakaram Yushal Yatsam in Tarak Lapsa the Likos. That's more or less like the Rambam. That by Mikra Megillah is a din of covenant people.
Okay, and certainly by Kriyat Torah is a din of standing the aim of Megillah, but Bidi Evid is good enough.
Is that the same thing to
That's an excellent question, which I may not get to tonight. What about the prophet? That our minute gets everybody scared. A good question. We may talk about it. We'll see if we get to it. Okay, now there's an interesting comment in the Shibboleth HaLeket, one of the Bishonim, Simon Kuf Tzadi Ches, 33, Inyan Nepurim. He says as follows, Uminag Likrosom Yom, the minig is, regardless of Tafil, the practice is we, the Malkori stands for Mikru Megillah. The Chayin Heishiv Gon, Shetzorach Lankos, one of the Gonim, he quotes, you have to stand, the Zen Zosuch Chuvosu, this is Chuvosu, Shalten, the father, this is, Marad the Tokka B'Shofar, Hecha Tokka B'Yeshiva O Barmita. Like somebody asked him about Kir Shofar. You have to stand or sit. He's a Chazina the Halan Sheva Mitzvot on the Hug Rabbanon Mu'umat. It's the seven mitzvahs which the minig is to stand. Brichas Kohanim, right? Kriyas Halel, Kir Shofar, the Tilas Lulos, Kriyas HaTorah, Mikra Megillah. And he explains each one.
Once again,
he explains each one. So I think he seems to everybody, which is interesting. So here's the Omer Rekulas Mechina Bonakoy. Now, they all have a mukkar. I skipped the parts on the other mitzvahs, not against the knife, but the second part of 33, Sefer Torah Menayim, he has a bunch of psukim regarding Ezra and Nehemiah. Okay, I printed in the 34 and 35, Nehemiah Paratess, this is Alan A, Nehemiah Paratess, plus a gimel, says, Vayamod Ezra, Sefer, I'll be going
before it.
Omdu, Kala Om, at the end of the pasuk, and in Nehemiah Paratess, and then he says an interesting thing. He says, the Shiva Lekah says, we learn the law of Mikra Megillah, the practice by Mikra Megillah, from Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, now we didn't exactly see that anywhere. Okay, that was, again, it's hard to understand what exactly his mukkar want to call him. I'm not sure what it is.
But the Shibboleth HaLeket is saying
that the reason we stand, at least the Malkori stands by Mikra Megillah, is because we pattern there for Kriyas HaTorah. It's very difficult. I know, but I'm saying, but when he's saying that we learn the halacha, right, but we learn the halacha of standing. We said in the Gemara that Mikra Megillah is different than Kriyas HaTorah. So, again, you're right, we said it's not the same. Yes, that's what he does. But I just want to point out that there are perhaps some interesting differences. Okay, there's a sefer that I have here. It's called Iturei Megillah. Iturei Megillah. It is a parish on the sefer Megillah. Phrase by phrase from the contemporary Talmud Chacham Rabbi Eliyakim Getzel Fashkes. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. Okay, but he has a very nice parish on the sefer Megillah. Many interesting on him. So he, anyway, he has an interesting thing. He says, he mentions the following, and nearly quotes this Gaon that the Shibboleth HaLeket, he says it before. But near this is in his commentary, Chof Aleph, when Aleph says, hey, I'm cursing Yom and Yom Shabbat. But near Medivar Gaon, the Spirit Lake, the whole time we're going to in the Torah. That was the problem. How does Shibboleth HaLeket say that we learned Megillah from Torah? The Gemara said it's not the same. That's the face. I mean, look back in source number three. It says, Masha'ein came, the source number two, Masha'ein came to Torah. I mean, the Gemara makes a distinction. So why does the Shibboleth HaLeket? He says, it's really the heart of the Gemara, Masha'ein, Torah, I recall the Torah, The person learning by himself, the Be'ina Ba'amida Mikri, said like this. He said something totally different. He said, you want to know something? Maybe that Gemara is talking about an individual, we'll come back to this point, who is learning the Torah by himself. He's not Kriyas HaTorah in shul. Kriyas HaTorah, a person studying in the old days. Before you had Torah, what did you study out of? Kriyas HaTorah. You had people that they learned out of, right? So the Mitzvah Rebbe said Kriyas HaTorah. The Be'ina, nevertheless, would be studying, we'll come back to that, you should stand when reading out of a Kriyas HaTorah, even by yourself, not leaning. Then they call it a Torah, okay? And that's the idea about the Torah. You're reading out of the Torah in your own house, in your own private time, that's your night favorite, or whatever, you should people be able to have it. We don't have that. We don't have that today, because we've printed some of the olden days before printing, but people have that. I say the Torah, you know. So that, anyway, he said, Achaz Man Harisi, and I can find this inside, but he quoted it, Rabbeinu Avraham Ben Ahar, one of the you know, Pirish came ahead to see Gemara, and he says, that which the Gemara says, my chamber is Torah, come on, they covered, they retired in Koribo, Apogad, the Lekha Tibur, Sarah Litros Bohuman. Vamina Benohanimili, of course, that's how he said, and therefore, that's why it's okay to equate Kriyas HaMegillah, the Tibur, because it's hard with people, because not against that Gemara, the Gemara was talking about something else. An interesting thing. According to that, brings not a problem, because that remains correct. Now, it's 2 a.m. in Megillah, and relates to the mentions the following. He says, quote the Torah, okay, and so partially, in Isa the Betzibur and Kol Chatzil Yoshev, again, he's at that same kasha. He says, Ma Bein Megillah La Torah. Both of them seem to be the same, without this answer from the contemporary pagan. He says, seems to be the same thing. Ma Bein Megillah La Torah, last couple lines. Oshneim Shalom, B'yachid Kron Yoshev L'chatzilah, Ubetzibur lo, a private person can read for himself sitting down without the tzibur. Lo v'stabe the betorah the betzibur yoshev lo b'yevim lo yoshev. People do say. He says it's not v'stabe as you were saying. You're right. Some said that, but he says you can't say that. Why? He says you can't say that. Elavada afilu betzibur kar yoshev lechatchila. The hardest megillah. The hardest tana akor lishev b'yevim lambda. He raises the question. So it's interesting. We do find this is the. We do find the following distinction, and this is what this in the Sefer Moedim Uzmanim of Sternberg, in the second volume based in Kuf Pei Beis, he quotes from Shmuel David Soloveitchik. David Soloveitchik was in the Chutzpah, and one of the he's not here anymore, but one of the says he's asleep with it, not anymore. He's a son of one of the sons of Zalman. So he has we discussed this. So we have discussed the question. And he says there's still a fundamental difference. The Brisker Chilek, okay, he says there's a fundamental difference between Kriyas HaTorah and Mikra Megillah. Not the difference I said that the Kriyas HaTorah is, no, sort of, but he says it's different. Okay, he says it differently. He says, Halukim Hangbisa Dina. He says, by Kriyas HaTorah, the Amida is a din in Kriyas HaTorah. Again, it's a Brisker type Chilek. He's a Brisker, Shalom Dov Talmud, right? It's a din in Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, and the etzem kriyas haTorah requires amida. Mashenik of Megillah, it's not a din in kriyas haMegillah. Kriyas haMegillah per se doesn't require standing. It's only a din. It's a din in kavarat tzibur. And he says, and that's the chiluk. He says, I'll give you an example. Like you said, a different case. Take a look at this din. It's Yerushalmi, which says paragdal of the second Megillah of 37. Ain karin b'Torah pachas haTorah. You need a minion for laning. What if somebody walked out in the middle of laning? The skill of Asar of Yotzah and Mikhtos and Gomer. Okay? And again, Kriyas HaTorah, carbonated means Kriyas HaTorah, and carbon torah. Laning requires a minion. We know that. What if somebody like got exactly a minion? Well, sometimes I'll show you have exactly a minion. Now, somebody walked out in the middle of laning. What do you do? Because you keep laning. Okay? And also aim up here. So the Prey Moshe there explains at 39, Kargal of the same as Leon, and Gimel, his arrangement. But Tzibur, Pachas, Asar, the Cholhan, all these Dvarim Shavikdus, so we learn it out, so you have to have 10. Now, what if one person leaves? It's okay. Now, the Rambam Paskim that way, okay, in Parakhtas.
All
the things that you have to stand for, all the time. Well, most of them, yeah. Parakhtas, Halach, and Dalet, Hilfas, Tzibur, the Rambam writes, Chayn, Om, Kedusha, Halach, Karim, B'Torah, Halach, Havag, he learns it out, from Psukim, and Tashti, B'Sof, and Yisrael, and Ein Eda, and all Cheshman. And if you know this, how he, it says that there was by the Meraglin, it says he bought Lemitocha Eda. that's an exhaustive result. That says tochait and the stuff. Oh, we would. Anyway, so the Rambam in the parak Ches of Vilchasil Alach of Vav writes towards the end, Cho Elo Advarim, including Kriyas Torah, He Mischilu Behem Asar Lahor Kol Mitzvotam Afal Kriyas Mishan Yibur Hashar. You know, not Alach Lee. You're quite Lee. Don't leave. But if they did, you can read the rest. It says of Sternberg, he said, now you're finishing the laning, there's no more tzibur. But he said, nevertheless, you have to stand, because standing is a din in Kriyas HaTorah. It doesn't do a cover of tzibur. He says that even if the tzibur is gone, two people walked out. Everyone eight people. The din is you finish the laning. He says, nevertheless, it's okay to sit. And therefore, it's not. I'm not mistaken, even the Kaddish gets the Kriyas HaTorah. I have to look it up. I think it's the Kaddish gets the Kriyas HaTorah. I think. I won't say for sure. I know that if you had a minion for Hazaras HaShach, if somebody left, you still do say the Kaddish Shalom against us. I'm not sure about the Chatzi Kaddish. I remember. But and he brings another riot. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillah, Perikim Gimel, Alach Vav. And a very strange thing, the last eight psukim of the Torah. We lay on Simchas Torah, the Chatzi Torah. The last eight psukim. So there's a funny lesson in the Gemara. The Rambam Paskins out of Perikim Gimel, Alach Vav. Shmod of psukim, Shmod of Torah. Mutar Likros, Osam, Reis, HaKnesis, Vafachos, Hatzor. The Gemara has an expression, Shmod of psukim, Shmod of Torah, Yochid, Torah, Osam. And we've spoken about this in Shul Shmuel Torah Night. There are a number of different interpretations of what that means. Yochid Torah Yosom. Some say you can't stop and make a new aliyah in the middle of the.
No, we do that. Yochid Torah Yosom. So one person leads the whole thing. So you don't make an aliyah and, you know, theoretically, we have to be
clicking. You don't do that. Others say that, that's what the writer here quotes in Source 41. Others say Yochid means Choshev a person. Yochid, that's the meaning in the Irish many shuls. They give the Chosin Torah to the rabbi, to somebody Choshev, you know, Yochid Torah or something. That's the Yochid, Yuchid, you know. But the Rambam says Yochid means you don't need a meaning.
A lot of people didn't do that. But that's the Rambam says.
Okay. And the Rav David Salvation says that the Shabbos quote, but even I, there's no tzibu, even a person. So therefore, his thesis, so to speak, is that standing for Kriyas HaTorah is a din in Kriyas HaTorah, not a din in Kavod HaTzibur. We do find such a concept of Kavod HaTorah. It's a din in Kriyas HaTorah. I want to take it a step further. He doesn't say this, but it could be even Kriyas HaTorah biyachid. It's a din in, you know, it ultimately is a din in Kavod, but not Kavod HaTzibur. Din in Kavod HaTorah. Okay, the Gemara says on our same daf in Megillah, later on the page 42. The Gilah Chavamala, the Morse Tanabon, we most Moshe, the Rav Gamliel, lo hayalong in Torah elanuma. When they went to the Beis Medrash, people stood. Okay, and the Shemaid Rav Gamliel, Yard Cholam, who made him Torah Yusha. Behind the time, the Shemaid Rav Gamliel, but for Kabbalah Torah. After the days of Rav Gamliel, people didn't have the same Kabbalah Torah. It used to be people stood for a shir or for learning, whatever, people stand out of respect, huh? I understand it right, that's before. Now, the truth of the matter is, I once saw a certain Achron, I don't remember where it saw it, but the famous Gemara Brachas, member of Gamliel, was temporarily impeached. So when Elizabeth Isaiah took over, and the Gemara records, and Chof Chetzon Aleph and Brachas Tana, also Yom Sulkul Hashem, I've heard of Gamliel, was very strict, a very strict admission test. You wouldn't let anybody into the base measure, just anybody. You had to be Tocho, Kefaro, and so on. So you wouldn't let all the Talmidim come in. So, and we were inside. And he had a guard, making sure no shmendrit came in. So he says, oh, so it's the coolest from my friend. Oh, so means that day when he was impeached, they removed the guard. They didn't know that Henry Shustle Tommy didn't want to let anybody in. So, I remember, Machri's Omer called Tommy Shane, Tolkien Kabar, like Kanako Mesha Medish. Hahu Yola, Itosu Kama Safsalai. They put in many more benches because many more people came in. Abu Yochanan, Pligiba Abu Yosu, because of Rana Chadama Itosu Arba Mea Safsalai. Some say they brought in 400 benches. The Chadam was strong. They brought in 700 benches. So I once saw an Achron who died. Why benches? It's just because now they sat. Now the wheel was in charge anymore. Now only more people came in. You have to see. He had no benches there. He didn't have no benches. Now they brought in all these benches. Okay. Anyway, Rishtaba then also quotes another possible distinction. That's the one possible distinction, that it was a din of not coming at Tzibur, a din of coming at Torah. Again, that doesn't apply to Megillah. Right, that doesn't apply to Mikra Megillah. It's not coming. Yeah, it's learning, but it's not the same. It's not decided to come out of Torah. It's not coming out of people yet. Yes, that'll be a practical difference. Absolutely. Everybody. Yes, and economics. That'll be a big difference. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's covered a tzibor than when you're sitting by yourself.
Shmuel is a little different.
You,
the Chazar Kesach we call it. No, but that's called, no, that's not, that's the tone there. That's the din of tzibor. It's called the Amida. No, it's covered for it. That's the din. It was instituted. It was understanding. So that doesn't matter whether you're shul or you're home.
Right,
that's by Malach.
If it's not covered as hard,
I'm just saying by what Shtemach is saying is that by Mikra Megillah, there's no inherent din you have to stand.
He said,
whereas the Torah is an inherent din. I'm saying that inherent din may even apply to learning, at least to the way they are going to learn.
That's
what
he
means. That's an inherent.
It's
inherent.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that, and I still agree, the concept of Jusumi Nisa, does the concept of being Jusumi Nisa anyway tell you?
So hold that thought. I may come back to that. Not at the very end. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Just want to go on another thing which Shtemberg says. He points out, he refers to a Gemara in Zochem. He refers to a Gemara in Zochem, Yud Testament Beis. 44 Zochem, Yud Testament Beis. Tarabana Kate the bits of Kiddush. Kiddush here is not Kiddush Friday night. Kiddush means by the Kohanim, when the Kiddush and Daim Raglai had to wash their hands, you know, from the water of the Kiyor and so on. So how they do? They bent in a certain way. They touch. The Gemara spells it out, right? Meniach Yodo Yamanus on Gabor. Hand on your right hand, your right foot. The Gemara tells you the whole structure. Okay, and how you have to stand with washing your hands, a priest or holder, a mikdash. And there, the question is, he said, how do you do it? You know, many people can't, the way one person suggested, it's very difficult to balance. So he said, Shapiro, oh, you're right. I'm going to see a chaver of the side, someone else. Another coin is there, he helps you stand. So you won't topple over. I get a very good balance to it. Like, when you kido, when you bow, you know, you want sukkah, you bounce yourself on your fingers. All right, not everyone can do it. Okay, I remember one of my nephews, acrobatic or athletic or whatever, they, for his bar mitzvah, he finished Masech HaSukkah, which talked about the kido, shachamalian, he demonstrated, he went up. I forgot to show him to somebody. So he did it, you know, but believe me, I can't do it. I guarantee. Anyway, So that Gemara Drachim talks about Amida Min Asad, so to speak. You're standing, but you're not standing by yourself. You have somebody else. So that's similar to Smicha, to leaning against something. So there's a whole discussion in that Gemara Drachim. So Drachim the Testament, page 46. Amida Min Asad, Ike Ben Ayla, Arbana, Lo Shmei Amida. Okay, Amida Min Asad, that's not considered to be Amida. Okay, the Nira, here's what's important for us. Kishakorin Batora Shalom Lismo. When you're laying, you can't lean. Okay,
I again, we mentioned before, but my mom said about what we can't do it. But because
Bir Tatar requires Amida. It requires Amida. And the Bir Hagra, it's in the Kuf Mem Aleph of Orachayim, where we talk the Torah, cites this Gemara Zachem as the Mokar. That's the top spot out of the Kribu that I brought that. That's the Bir Hagra. In 47, it says, he learns the sugya zvachim. You can lean against somebody else, maybe, but you can't lean against somebody else. That's not called.
Okay, well,
it's interesting. So, where do we fit in by?
What about by Mr. Megillah?
Can you lean against the beamer there by Mr.
Megillah? And how close that model is to the Torah? So the Shulchan Aruch says he was probably studying a hippie for it. If our kolei under the Megillah ben yoshe is ben only ben yoshe. You're allowed to read the Megillah standing in the city, but I'm a lawyer to the Tzibur Yoshim, Chatzchila, and they cover up Tzibur. It's not like the Rambam. You shouldn't do the Chatzchila and cover up Tzibur, okay?
And the Levush has a different angle, so I put it in because I think it's interesting. He says, because at the end of the day, it goes back to what I said about Igeris being different. The Levush, in the top right study, Siv Aleph writes, Megillah, Eilal, Tzibur, Dvarim, Liz Koris HaMeis. Here you come, Rambam, Liz Koris HaMeis. Right, this is like he says. Presuming that Megillah is just telling the story, and therefore the aim of the kriyasa mishum aima o yira o kedusha is no reverence. I mean, we want to be respectful of kishat kodesh and tanach, but it's not, the whole idea is presuming nisa. So I mean, you know, it's consistent. Making parts of it also lachein mutol ikrosa bein umda bein yoshe bein olam yoshe alashir tibur kores of a tibur lo ikrosa chatzila, and that's why the rest of the tibur consists because it. Again, what is Mr. McGillis telling over the story and publicizing this wonderful Yeshua that we have? There's no reason it can't be done sitting. Okay? The Taz, I won't be deciding, I say the Taz in Gon Aleph says, He says, he explains the language, because again, the whole language in the Mishnah is unusual. He says, go in with or without the word yotzah, back into source one. Hakori tamigila omeid v'yoshev. It's funny language, omeid v'yoshev. It's a strange formulation. So he says, because basically he's telling you, one is talking about yachid, one is talking about tzibur. Omeid v'tzibur, it's killed to meet your chazan ha-sefer, but that's what he says. Okay? All right, so we'll leave out the Gra 51. The Chayodim Paskins Halacha L'Maisa Kishiyika B'Tzibur Kal Kupron Hei. Very end of the Chayodim. He says, well, Kishiyika B'Tzibur Lo Yikamishu B'Tzibur Kavara Tzibur. But again, bear in mind the distinction of Serva pointed out between Kriyas HaTorah, where it's an inherent din standing for Kriyas HaTorah, maybe even B'Yichud B'Yichidus, but clarified by Megillah, it's only din Kavara Tzibur. So the Chayodim says, Alo Kishiyika B'Yochid, Yulein B'Yochid, meaning you go to the hospital, whatever it is,
okay? Now the Mishnah Berurah, here comes the one thing on it. The Mishnah Berurah in Pomeroy 53, in Pomeroy 5,
Miyu HaBrocha Yivarach Bamid, with the brachas we stand. The brachas we stand. Okay? Now it's an interesting question. What about smicha? What about leaning? So the Mishnah Berurah to Cotton Bay says, in Yikra B'tzib with Tzarkim, in Ayin Bir Halacha, Shishan Da'amida, in a smicha, Shari Ilin Yen Megillah. Because it's not an inherent din, it's a din of Kavanah Tzibur, we don't have to be mocked that a guy can't even lean against the Bima. As a Kriyas HaTorah, where it's an inherent din, Be'ema, Yira, Kedusha, you got to stand properly. Mikah Megillah, Kavanah Tzibur, it's enough cover that he's standing in front of the Tzibur. It's okay if he leans on the Bima. And here's a cute comment on the Bir Halacha. I don't know whether Mishnah Berurah, because it's Hilchos Purim, was sharing a sense of humor a little bit, but he writes in Siman Tofer, he started his Aleph. Okay, aval yikar b'tzib mishal chatzila, hine b'mata Yehuda mitzadei d'smicha mutar. V'nir d'mishat adchak yesh lismoch al zeh lahokel. You can smicha yesh lismoch, well, I don't, again, it could be a simple form from Mishnah Berurah, you know, use the word yesh lismoch lahokel. I don't know. But in any event, he says we can make it because in the Gemara he makes a distinction and so on. Now, as far as the tzibur is concerned, that's an interesting question. Okay, does the tzibur have to stand or sit? And we assume that there's the din of kavanah tzibur, just the person leading, just the person in charge. But it may boil down to a longish question. Okay, the Sharatiyon there in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi in Os Aleph in 55, then one of the Sharatiyon writes, I am Machla Shekel, the Gam HaShomim HaBrocha, came in the Yotin, I think, the tzibur stands for the bracha because you're being Yotin. So therefore,
the tzibur.
What about the Master Shekel there? I printed the
56.
He says, what is an old Hakir? We're talking about the great detail. What is Shomea Ka'onim? Does Shomea Ka'onim become mamish like you said it? In which case, you can argue that if the Baal Kori stands, then you have to stand too because he's. Or does it mean, no, Shomea Ka'onim, you're Yosei as though you said it, but you're not saying it. You're Yosei by hearing an old Hakir with Shomea Ka'onim. I have enough to me a chaps, I mean, the three cheese I'll mention two right now. Let's say you're saying this one essay, and they start a chazar shashat, they left the kedusha. That's what he's supposed to do. Okay, so some say you should stop and listen. Right? And we don't say to Shomei Ka'onet. And others say, what do you mean? That's no good, you're a masik. Right? Because, huh? Yes, Rashi told us, look it. So you know, I'm just saying this. It's not a good idea, don't. Because, anyway, so the may have the same criteria. I just want to finish up with pointed out a mention about Sirius HaOmer. So in Siman Tov Pei Tes, and that's what we talk about. If you want to look, I don't have time to go into it, but if you talk pay test, then if it was paid up, Sibalas, the little shame, we begin to count for Sirius Omer, and everyone's got to count for Tzorah, Litzbor, Mu'umot. Sirius Omer, we saw that earlier in the Shemela Leket. Sirius Omer is one of those things which you have to stand, and the Shabura says, and Dafke Ba'amira, and the Bira, they learn it out, because the Pasuk says, Behachel Chermesh Makoma. When we start counting the Omer, when we start cutting the standing crops, the harvest, right, the chodesh, the new crop. So the koma, it means the standing crops in context. But they have a drosh, a koma, they have to stand for the Sirius. So in any event, the poskim there talk about it. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha there in the top Kaitez, Mitzvah Kolechad, posts in the Ritz Geis, one of the early Rishonim, say it may depend, again, the Chazim counts says the Sirius Omer in some places. If we yotze with the chazan, right? You can be yotze, but listen, especially that's not out. You know, so the question is, do you have to stand? They have the same chakira. Okay, I just want to end with one last interesting discussion. It relates a little bit to Nachum Yeh, Nachum Yeh, Nachum Yeh, but not exactly. There's a famous Gemara in Megillah, we'll finish with this, Yud Dal and Aleph. The Gemara says that, what gave him the right, so to speak, to add mitzvah of Megillah and the other mitzvahs of Purim? The Gemara says in Yud Dal, there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 female Nevi'os, and nobody added any mitzvahs in the Torah, right? Until came to put the Megillah. How did they put my push? The second one says, well, what gave him the right to add? But it wasn't so posh. You know, it wasn't time they snapped their fingers, made a new mitzvah. It was a serious business. Like a prophet, you know, proposed them and all kinds. You saw the Gemara earlier in Megillah, I think around that time, says that Esther and Mordechai presented themselves to the Sanhedrin at the time and discussed and saw, right? Kisvulah Lidaros, Kivulah Lidaros. It wasn't so posh. You can't just add a mitzvah like that. Anyway, my, just what they say, Omar B'chiyah Bar Oven, Omar B'shur Ben Karcha, Omar Me'av, the Slecheros Amir and Shira. Well, he got redeemed, pace of time, from slavery to freedom. We celebrate. We meet so L'chaim. Here on Purim, we're redeemed from death. Right? All Jews were obliterated. L'chaim, our culture came. Now the Gemara asks, Ihachi Hallel Nami Neymar. Why don't we say Hallel on Purim? Similarly, Gemara Erechim Daf Yud. Why don't we say Hallel on Purim? We don't. Why not? So the Gemara answers here, L'fisha Ein Omer Mahalel Amesha B'chut L'Lard. Special rule, we don't say Hallel on a miracle that happened in Chut L'Lard. You see, it's the triumph of the nation of Chutzlars. Hey, Chaim Yashir wants to get Tanya. I mean, because once they got to Eretz Yisrael, we don't say, but that was before they ever got there, right? The Gemara answers, Ketanya Achel, and this is Eretz Yisrael, Hukshu Kol Arzot Lom Ashirit. Yishenich was Eretz Yisrael, Ala Arzot, Hukshu Kol Arzot Lom Ashirit. That's one answer. From Nachman Omar, Priyotza Zu Halila. We do say Halal on Purim. You know what the Halal is? Megillas Esther is. Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is also from Ksuvim, just like Halos and Tillim. We praise that Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Megillah. You don't need to say hello. And the third answer is, you know, we're still in Golas and Paul. So it wasn't the full redemption. Anyway, but more interesting now is the second answer. Nachman's answer, Kriyasa Zu Halila. So the Chassam Sofer raised an interesting question as a side point in Tshuva 52. Shalos the Tshuva Chassam Sofer, Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Aleph. Okay, on this, Eich Korim HaMegillah Omid V'Yoshev, HaMegillah Kriyasa Zu Halila. If you accept that answer, that Mikra Megillah is in place of Hallel, the hollow you have to stand. Then we saw him with the hollow is one of the mitzvahs you have to stand. We rule like that. I should have printed the human top phase. I'm not taking out a chayim. The Shemar applies to stand for hollow. So ask the Chassam Sofer 1 second. If Megillah takes the place of hollow, so forget, that should be another reason I can't have to stand for Megillah. He leaves there's a question over here. Okay? Rosi takes the front. Huh?
Didn't that list also list Megillah?
They listed Megillah, yeah. Oh, that's true. Okay, so forget about that list. But Lamaik's going to be passing. You're right, not a question that list. But the Shulchan Aruch says you have to stand for Hallel, right? So why is that any different? So T. Peter Frank has in the Shalos HaTshuva Tahara 3, Arachan Kelim made Kuflavit 63. He raises at the very end, it's in the even bracket. He raises this question from some Sofer. Hayesh Chiyuv Hallel B'Purim, Rosh Tikkurim. There is a Chiyuv Hallel B'Purim. We don't say what we usually call Hallel. We say the Megillah instead. Okay, and Hallel the Hallel HaTzarach Lamer sits here. Hallel HaTzarach Lamer Meumot Kuvur Arachan Sutaf Chavayis. He says, well, we sometimes say halal tzidit too, mainly at the Seder. At the Seder, we sit for halal, right? So therefore, should we talk to Chok while we sit? So that's a new question. Do I understand for halal at the Seder? That's not the chief answer. Huh? So 1 second. He gives a different answer. He says the halal is Seder night is a totally different halal.
For example, the Chok Yehoz and Mishnayah.
We split halal in two. We say the first two paragraphs before the meal at the end of Maggid, and the rest after Bench. And we have a halal on the Reis of Hanukkah, or Reis of Hanukkah.
We're not going to stop with a little dabble. We'll go down after the first two paragraphs of halal on Kiddush, and we'll go up there and finish halal. That would be allowed.
Okay, so get on Pesach night, that's what we do.
I do, right. But you're not supposed to do that. So the question is, how do you want to pray? That's different. Okay, it's a different thing. But he says...
All right, so therefore you see the Amidah and Hallel is not so strict. But it's interesting in the... I didn't put it in the... The Kroi Kodesh, it's safe on the Yom Tov, on Purim, he points to something else. The Chassam Sofer there says himself, okay? So first of all, I just quoted, he quoted this, but the Ran, on the Rif of Sach of Chavav Matei, quotes Avar Bino Haigon. He says that the Hallel on Pesach night is a totally different Hallel altogether. It's nothing to do with Hallel that we say on the other. And that's why they don't make a bracha. You know why? He says, She'ain, look at the famous words of Rav Haigon. I want you to know this. It's very important to Rav Haigon. Chavav Matei in the Rif of Sach. quotes that she'ain onu korin also b'toras korin and b'toras omer shiru. On Pesach night, it's a different thing. You know, when we normally say hallel, what are we saying? We're saying a Kodesh Baruch Hu, something that happened X number of years ago, right? We're very delighted, we feel the thought. But on Pesach night, when the din is ki'ilu hu yasa mitzayim, we're supposed to be saying the Kodesh Baruch Hu like spontaneously because something happened just now. Ki'ilu hu yasa mitzayim. That, in fact, some explain what a haigo means. It would take away from, if you say a bracha, you say, no, I'm saying hallel, asher kiddushar to sovet tzivan. It's like the kids, you know, send a thank you to the grandmother. My mom told me how to send you a thank you, so thank you very much, right? And if you really feel it, you don't need to be told. You don't need to be commanded to thank somebody. So I'm so far in a different tshuva. One of the footnotes of the Hari Kodesh, and the Mikra Kodesh points to this. So I'm so far in a different tshuva, says in Chelek Alasim Kuf Tzadi Hei, what's that kal v'chomer in the Gemara? The Gemara says, we say hallo on Pesach, we got to say, so certainly on Purim, he wonders, what kind of kal v'chomer? On Pesach we say hallo because it's Yom Tov. He says Yom Tov. And we say on Shavuos also, we say on Sukkot, we say hallo. What kind of kal v'chomer? So he said, you know what the kal v'chomer is from? Not from hallo Pesach morning. It's from the hallo of the Seder. The kal v'chomer is from the hallo of the Seder. That's the Chassam Sofer's chop over there. Amen. Right? That's the hallo. That's only hallo I make. The kal is on Pesach morning. We say hallo. We say Shavuos and Sukkot morning also. Yom Tov. Okay. But it's a hallel of Lil Pesach. Mamela, I have the answer to the question. Okay, we're saying a hallel on Lil, it's a whole limud to say hallel on Purim, for which we answer the Megillah takes the place of hallel. It's a parallel to hallel of Lil Seder. Then we have no problem. You sit for hallel of Lil Seder also, and then we can sit for Mikra Megillah too. Lamaisa, the practice is that the Baal Kori stands, and we sit, that's how we talk here. We'll take the opportunity to wish everybody a fair and Purim. Again, please, I mentioned Shul this morning, those who are at our Shul, we have, as always, on Purim afternoon in my house, which is approximately 2:15. I get a little later this year because the clock's changing next month to Shabbos. The earliest we got Mincha, actual, the earliest Mincha, I think, is 1:45 next Sunday. So any time between, let's say, 2:15 or so and 3:45 or so, please come to our house. We'll have some music. And my wife had somebody asked me, I bought the raw materials for the COVID yesterday. So I guess they'll be cooked sometime this week. And everybody, please accept the personal invitation with wives, with children, grandchildren, whatever. I would love to have you sometime for me afternoon. Before most people have a suit around 4, whatever, before you suit, please feel free to stop by. Farewell.